Blockbuster Nostalgia Shorts.
How we fix it.
EG Sites.
Francisco Landin here.
It's Blockbuster Nostalgia Movie Podcast, breaking down the biggest hit movies of the 1990s one by one.
But not today. Today we're fixing your favorite movies from the 1990s.
We're fixing the great classic. You know it. You love it. You've watched it a million times. It's Predator... .. 2.
Part D.
Part D. Yeah. This is, of course, the great sequel to the classic Arnold...
Right, the one that everybody holds in the same regard as the first Predator.
That's right. The one that everyone just looks at that and they're like, same thing.
Yeah, they're like, it's like Terminator and Terminator 2.
Exactly.
Well, Predator 2 just did it bigger.
Just did it bigger. Still great. Still awesome. Now it's Danny Glover. We love him.
Yeah, he's too old for this shit.
He is very much too old for this shit.
It really is. It's just a cop in New York, right?
He is just a cop in New York, yes.
And there's a Predator on the loose. So how do we fix this Predator 2 situation? They're partners now. Clearly.
Oh my God. That's so good.
Yeah. They're partners now. They're solving crimes.
Oh, so here's how we fix... Actually, this is how we fix Predator versus Alien, is Danny Glover from Predator 2 becomes partners with the Predator at the end of Predator 2.
Yeah,
and then
they
have to hunt down an alien that's like a serial killer, like Seven.
Oh, shit. But it's an alien
serial killer?
Serial
killer.
Oh, my God. They should do that more often.
Dude,
all right.
That would be incredible.
So, okay. So, it's like a Kevin Spacey, right?
Yes.
It's a Kevin Spacey.
Actually, it's 1990, like, one.
It's 1990.
So, 1990 is Predator. So, like, 91, 92 is this movie I'm talking about. So, I'm thinking it's Kelsey Grammer doing the voice.
Oh, yeah. Of the murder alien?
Doing basically Sideshow Bob.
Okay. Yeah. He's in Sideshow Bob, but he's a serial killer.
But he's a murder alien and a serial killer. But very much still an alien with acid blood and a little mouth that pops out. And that little mouth is played by David Hyde Pierce, obviously.
Clearly, because they're brothers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. And then can they wear the big trench coats? Can both Danny Glover and the Predator wear like the... quintessential like film noir New York trench coats and hats?
Obviously.
I would like the Predator for people to not know that he's a Predator because he's wearing a hat and a trench coat. And in the
90s, how would you know?
That's how you pass as a human being.
Yeah, he just goes in and they're like, "Hey, hey buddy, you want a hot dog?" And he's just like,
"No, he uses his rethink."
He says that. And they're just like, "All right, one hot dog."
His weird crab mouth. Yeah. He just crab mouths it. That means hot dog. I think he's talking about the hot dog.
It was like, one for you, officer. Danny Glover. I don't remember his name in the movie, but.
I don't know. It's probably like, like Murdoch or something.
Yeah, it could be.
Murtok?
Murtok.
Yeah, I think one of those, right?
Yeah, probably something like that. Yeah.
And then the Predator is like, he just came up with like human words.
Yeah.
Like Officer Lampshade.
Yep. I was going to go with Olive Tamponade. So,
Yeah, Olive Tamponade. Yeah. Like it's that old thing where it's the first thing he saw, like on a billboard. So he's like Officer Nike,
Officer Air Jordan.
Yeah, Officer Air
very
Jordan.
Funny.
Hey, thanks, Officer Air Jordan. Air Jordan's acting up again. We got this, and it's a really
loose cannon, though. You know,
but
he gets the job done.
We go back to a Harry and the Hendersons who also played the Predator.
That's true.
Situation, but where now it's Danny Glover trying to like. Keep the Predator from going too awry and like trying to hide him from the immigration people, I guess, like in Coneheads.
I mean, we could do that, although I like the idea that we don't even acknowledge that the Predator's an alien.
Yeah.
Like everyone else is just like, oh yeah, that's just Officer Jordan.
Officer
Jordan. Nobody just pays any attention to it. And you have that classic scene with the captain who's just like, you two are tearing up the city, you're loose cannons. And you just cut to the Predator.
Like his little shoulder cannon lights up. And
lights
like
up and
at
puts
the
three dots.
Yeah. And then Danny Glover's like, no. Not worth
he's
it.
Like, look, we'll clean up our act. Don't worry, we're off the case.
Don't worry,
here's our gun and badge. And then obviously they don't leave the case.
Yeah, no. Also, obviously. The Predator is like 7.5 feet tall.
7.5 feet tall, easily. Yeah, yes.
But he's wearing a hat and a trench coat.
Yeah. So everyone's just like, I guess he's. Whoa.
Oh, and.
You're pretty good at basketball there.
And there's
Aaron Jordan. And he's like, well, clearly the name.
His name is Aaron Jordan. There's a kind of like
7'6".
A nerdy secretary who's super into the Predator.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to have like
but she's also like obviously super hot. She's just wearing glasses.
Yeah. So you know that she's not hot until the glasses come off.
It's just like Sharon Stone, but in glasses.
Yeah. Back then in the 90s, we would be like, oh, man, that chick would be super hot. But those glasses. Though.
Those glasses, that frumpy like sweater that she's wearing. Ugh,
and her hair.
Disgusting.
In a messy bun.
Yeah. Can't even.
No.
My dick is floating away.
I just put a big towel over her head. And I'm like, you go that way. But the predator... But the predator gets to take off the glasses. And
yeah,
like,
there's that very romantic scene where he takes off the glasses and she shakes down the hair.
And she's like,
And there's that saxophone.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And then the predator like bangs her and then walks away with the moonlight hitting his ass.
Yeah, just ass and like a little bit of the taint showing.
And he wears fishnets. So, you know.
Yeah, he's into some kink.
Progressive kinky guy. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's cross-dressing. I don't know.
I mean, we know predators like to take trophies. Maybe his trophies are, I don't know, sex tapes.
Oh, yeah. So he's one of those creeps that, like,
just records tapes. Them. Yeah.
Like Dennis from
It's Always Sunny. Exactly. Yeah, or maybe he just, like, keeps underwear. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Also creepy.
Also creepy and weird, and you shouldn't do it, but, hey, it's a predator.
I would say he just eats it with his big crab mouth.
Yeah. The underwear?
Yeah, the underwear.
The tape or both?
But if he does it during sex... I feel like kind of hot for the chick.
Yeah, you're right.
He just like eats it off of her and like swallows it down.
Swallows it whole with his crazy crab four lip mouth.
I think we're just talking about Dr. Zoidberg.
All right, so we fixed this movie about Zoidberg. Making Futurama.
Yeah.
Watch Futurama. It's coming back.
Danny Glover and Dr. Zoidberg in this one now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Actually, if it's Danny Glover and Dr. Zoidberg teaming up to solve, even if it's not an alien murder...
But like a serial killer?
Oh, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Or just make the predator the bad guy again. Now he's murdering. Dr. Zoidberg's the good alien.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
What if like the predator shows up to Earth to find some awesome fighting prey? Also, sure. Danny Glover's a weird one for a predator to fight
up
against.
That random New York City cop that's like 55.
Yeah, and I know that it kind of gets to that. Like eventually the cop, you know. But yeah, like that was a weird one to be like, yeah, that's my foe.
Yep.
I feel like all the other predators... would make fun of him. They'd be like, oh, you brought this 55-year-old fucking...
He comes back, he's like, look at this. It's kind of a big guy. It's like 6'2".
Yeah,
like, well, isn't he old? Like,
his back is covered in osteoporosis.
Is he like some kind of legendary warrior? He was a cop in New York.
He carried a pistol with him.
You know, he stopped that mugger that one time.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's good, right, guys? And everyone was like, I remember my first kill.
My first kill was Omicron 18, the legendary super soldier that had defeated the Theon fleet in the battle of Vixen.
That fleshy human guy. Yeah. Yeah. Was he like the one that we fought last time with the big muscles? No, not this one. He's just kind of mad.
He's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
For his age, I mean.
For his age,
he's very good shape, you know?
I see how they age. He's not bad. Not bad at all. It would be awesome if the predator comes to Earth looking for an awesome fight, but it just ends up in a shitty, weird, like Scottsdale or like like a weird town where nobody knows how to fight. And then he was just trying to like find a good foe. So he keeps picking fights with people.
Maybe. So you remember that movie with like Nick Cage where they get trapped in paradise? It was called Trapped in Paradise, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Where they get Robin like Banks. Snowed in.
Yeah.
Right. What if he just gets snowed into like. I don't know, little town in fucking Minnesota.
Yeah, like one of those little towns where everybody's super friendly to each other.
Everyone's like, hi, you tried the fucking fried cheese?
Yeah, you really should have some, don't you know? Yeah, and he's like, or like he keeps wanting to blow them up, but they're not fighting him. They're not like a good foe, so he just like gives up.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm going to get this guy. He's in a big truck. And then he just gets out, and it's like a little 5-foot guy with glasses.
Yeah.
And he's got like a... little hoodie on. He's just like, oh, hey. Sure, it's cold. You want some cake? The missus baked a cake.
Guy gave up on you, huh? You know, if you're looking for somewhere to stay, me and the missus,
welcome.
We got plenty of room.
Yeah, you're welcome back at the house.
He's like, There's a part where like a bear runs at him, but
obviously like someone's like 16-year-old daughter falls in love with him and it's a whole
clearly.
Thing.
Clearly. Yeah. And then at the end, he's like, well, you know, I didn't agree with it at first, but getting to know you, geez, you're a pretty good fella. Yeah, you can marry my daughter, sure. And the brother's just like very sad. He's wearing like a tie. He's at church.
He just gets totally like strong-armed into it.
And he's like, oh, what has become of my life?
Yeah, he just gets a call like, hey, you know, this is Predator 18. Are you coming home? He's like... I'm married now. Like, there's a kid on the way.
Christmas is already, like 2 days away.
Yeah, I got this insurance job. I'm supposed to go down to Pocoisi in 2 weeks.
Hey, I can't let old Henry have to handle this whole account.
Mm-hmm. The Henderson account needs to be looked after.
It needs to be looked after. I can't. You know, we worked on it together, so yeah, we have to work on
we
it.
We have to do it.
I have to be there together. Like, a what?
Like,
what?
Like, oh, I'll did catch you, up with you later.
Did you kill the prey? Well, I mean, if you're talking about, you know, checks and balances in the industry.
You're talking about those chicken wings down at Rachel's. I killed the hell out of those.
If you're talking about the sales quota for January, oh, I killed it, all right.
And that's how we fix Predator 2.
All right, we did it.
If you like this, check out our other podcast. It's the podcast. It's Blockbuster Nostalgia. Look it up somewhere. I don't know. Google it.
Yeah, follow us and all that good stuff.
Bye.